Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker. Count it a privilege and an honor this morning to share a little time with you on this, the Lord's Day. And it is our prayer and our hope this morning that you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord today. Beautiful morning. God has given us once again a wonderful opportunity to get up and to go about and be up and about His business this morning. We know there's a tremendous amount of sickness around. No doubt will hinder some this morning, but if you're able today, well, we'd encourage you to find your way to the house of the Lord. And some say to the church your choice. No, I believe you ought to go where the Lord sends you today. And so you go where they're preaching the gospel, where you can hear the truth this morning. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior today, we'd encourage you to consider Him. Go somewhere where you can hear the Word of God preached, and we'd invite you to join us. Come and worship with us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11, and then on Wednesday evening we come back. We have a youth service, and then while the youth are having their service, we have an adult Bible study there in the sanctuary. And we'd invite any of you, all of you, to come and join us. We're studying over in the book of Psalms in our Bible study, and boy, just had a wonderful time. We were talking the other evening. It was just like that scripture had been written the day before. It was so applicable to the time we're living in. Hard to believe it was written over 3,000 years ago, but there it was, just as real today as it was back then. And we appreciate it this morning. Thank the Lord for that precious word. If you would, join me now in a word of prayer. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning, Lord. God, with singleness of heart, God, Father, with the intent and the purpose, Lord, that we might share the good news of Jesus Christ to someone today, Lord, that we might help them, God, to understand how, Lord, their need of a Savior this morning, God, that they might come to that place, God, how where they had repented of their sin, where they had received You as their Savior this morning. How, Father, oh God, we know today, Lord, there's much need in our land, God. How, Lord, every day the calls come for those that are on the beds of affliction, Lord. And God, yet again this morning, the news of others, God. How, but Father, today, O Lord, we come, God, how with those that are in the greatest need of all upon our heart and our mind today, God. How those that don't know You in a free pardon of sin, how that have never come to that place, God. How that they've repented, Lord, that they've believed upon the only begotten Son. How, Lord, we pray this morning that You'd send out that precious Spirit, and God, that they might understand this morning, Lord, that it'd break through the confusion and the conflict and doctrines and teachings of men. Lord, that it would help them to realize, God, Father, all that's required of a man, Lord, is to believe upon the only begotten Son this morning. Lord, and that belief brings, Father, that repentance, Lord, that conversion. Lord, help them to see and to understand today, God. Father, we pray this morning that You'd bless Your church where it gathers and assembles today. Father, them that'll stand in that holy place. And God, bless and give them Your word this morning. Give them the power. I'm not of the Holy Spirit today, God. Father, bless the station here this morning. God, we know there are those not able to be up and about this morning. And God, how they listen and turn the radio on, how that they might be uplifted, that they might be fed and encouraged, God. Lord, we're so grateful and thankful this morning for them that have laid the way before us, that have labored and trod, and God, that have left us a legacy and a hope this morning. Oh God, I'm so glad today that You brought somebody into my life that was willing to tell me the truth about Jesus this morning. Father, bless them. And God, as they come down and walk the last miles of the journey, God, Father, strengthen them. And Lord, we know they look forward and long for the crossing, God. Lord, be with them now, we pray. And God, oh God, we'd ask you this morning for the young men and women in the service of our country, God, how seemingly abandoned by our government, how Father, left to just find their own way today, God, how watch over and protect them, God, how Father, bless their little families this morning, how Lord, the ones that's already paid the price, and God, be with their families as they grieve and mourn their loss, and oh God, again this morning, Father, why we ask you to touch the many sick, and God, more than anything, touch our loss, help them to understand today, God, help them to come to that faith, I believe in God, not almost persuaded, but fully persuaded as Abraham of old, and God, bless now the reading of your word, I'm blessed a few minutes we might stand here, God, Father, we thank you again for your blessings, Lord. For the good brothers that we've come to sit with this morning, God. I thank you this morning for saving grace, God. I thank you this morning, Lord, for reaching down and touching us, God. I bless now the reading, the preaching of your holy word. For we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. And amen. This morning I'm going to read a verse or two if I can. How familiar to all of us today. I'm the first chapter of the book of Romans. Paul said, so as much as is in me, as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you, that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. This morning we want to take just a moment or two and share the gospel with you today. It is the power of God. I'm not under salvation. And brother, that's why there's still power in the church. And brother, that's why this morning there's power in the precious word of God. Some will say, what is the gospel? And brother, I believe it's the word. And what does it teach us today? That Jesus come and paid the price for our sin this morning. Whether you believe it, I receive it or accept it, I doesn't change the fact that Jesus died for you, just the same as he did for me. I'm brother Jesus, I'm there with the Father in glory, I'm before the world was, I come into this world for you and I, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And brother, this morning, very soon, we'll celebrate the birth of our Redeemer, our blessed Savior. Boy, I'm glad how the angels declared good news. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And brother, he wasn't ambiguous. He didn't leave wiggle room. There's only one way, from earth to glory this morning, through and by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm brother, not only did he come into the world as a babe in a manger, but he took upon himself our sin. I'm brother, deep down, into that rottenness of the flesh, time, brother, that which separates you from God, that which you think is hidden from those around you. Brother, Jesus died that you could be set free this morning. Brother, some say, preacher, I don't like that. It makes me feel guilty. Brother, you are guilty. It's more than a feeling this morning. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all guilty. I'm before the Master. The only difference this morning is that I've been pardoned from my sin. Brother, I've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. And the good news this morning isn't that you're lost. Brother, that you can be saved. You can be born again. Brother, I'm afraid today. Many have confused conviction with conversion. Many have confused emotions with faith. Brother, many today have listened to a man. I followed him here, followed him there. Brother, be careful. The blind leadeth the blind. They all fall in the ditch. Brother, if my friend, the waters of the land, how could wash away sin, the precious blood of Jesus, I would have never had to been shed. Brother, the precious blood of Christ, I would have never had to flow. What does the word say? Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Brother, what? The old song says, what? I can wash away my sin. Nothing. But the blood of Jesus. Brother, you confused shame with godly sorrow. This morning, right now, you can be ashamed. You can feel guilty. Brother, you can even feel convicted. That does not make you born again. You must accept and receive Christ as your Savior by faith. Paul said, by faith. That jailer said, what? How must I do to be saved? Believe upon. I believe upon this morning. Some say, must I repent? Yes, my friend. And if you believe, you will. But until you believe, you won't. That's what the book of Corinthians talks about. The difference between earthly sorrow and godly sorrow. Brother, when you believe upon, I'm not talking about believing of. I'm not talking about saying yes. There's a God somewhere. Yes, Jesus was the Son of God. Brother, I'm talking about being born again. That which is of the born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And Jesus went on. He explained to Nicodemus and said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Brother, you can do with it what you want. That's the gospel. I'm not ashamed of it. Brother, I've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Brother, and I'm glad, honored and privileged to tell you this morning how the same gift awaits you if you'd only believe. Brother, like the song said a while ago, I remember the time, I remember the day. Brother, there's another one says, I can take you to the place, I can tell you the time when the Lord saved me. Brother, God made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. I washed away my sin. I set me free. Brother, and he'll do the same for you. No wonder Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Brother, not the gospel of Fred. Not the gospel of this church. not the gospel of this man, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. This morning, Christ died for you. You say, preacher, I'm going to get ready. Brother, good intentions don't save you either. This morning, if you're in serious and you need, and you know you need Christ as your Savior right now, wherever you are, you need to bend your knee and open your heart and say, Lord, save me lest I perish. God bless you this morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.